Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, another kind of seesaw back and forth trade. Did have a little pop in the grains at the end of the week. With that said, how did we end the week compared to a week ago?
Well, surprisingly, most of our week-over-week changes were positive other than the corn market, and even with where we finished with corn, I figure that's actually closer to neutral. And, you know, I'll take that as a win during this really volatile market time we've been seeing. So we've got March 19 corn off a penny and a half week over week, Dec 19 corn off half a cent. Looking at the bean market, we're seeing both old crop and new crop beans up about nine and a half cents a week over week. And then July 19 Kansas City wheat up about 4¾ cents week over week. So putting in some gains, even though we had an extremely interesting up and down market this week, nice to see some positive movements in the bean market especially. We've got values in the beans that are back into that 960 neighborhood, and I feel like this has kind of been our top end of this plateau. We've been bouncing on this range between the top end being in 960s, the bottom end being in the 930s. We're back here at the top. This is a good marketing spot for us to be in right now.
What would you say would be the latest on the China news, kind of the China situation here coming out into the weekend?
Yeah, this China trade talks has kind of been a mixed bag of emotions and feelings, I think, for everyone. We've got talk that the trade talks aren't going to happen. Then we got talks that maybe they'll get extended or backed off. Right now, we're talking about them potentially being extended. I think they're going to happen. Will there be a definite resolution next week? I think that there's a lot of skepticism around what actually happens. I think that this is another opportunity for us to start strengthening that bond and that discussion with them. I'm hoping it goes really well. If it goes well, obviously, we'll probably see a positive reaction to the market. Even if it does go well, I think, again, we're in this sort of range area that we'll probably continue to be in until there's an actual resolution. Like I said, this was probably just a continuing of strengthening the discussion and opening the conversation between the two countries right now.
All right. What about in South America as they get closer to harvest, bean development in the bean areas, and there's some questions about the second crop corn down there? What are you hearing out of South America?
Yeah, so South America is an interesting position right now. We've got some serious issues going on around dryness in Brazil. It looks like Brazil's CONAB, I believe it is their acronym for their version of USDA down there. They are reducing the bean production by somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 million metric tons, maybe a little bit more. So their total production has come down that much. So far, they haven't reduced any production estimates for their second crop of corn, but they are ahead of schedule in harvest. They're about 16% harvested versus normally they're about 1.2 to 2%. Because it's so dry, so the crop has matured really fast, now they're planting corn into a really dry environment. So the likelihood that situation around corn production starts coming down is probably pretty high at this point in the game. Obviously, they can get a lot of rain in a hurry down there, so they could change what their corn crop looks like and still be more of a normal production size. But right now, we've definitely got reduction in the bean crop. We're ahead of planting then in the corn crop, but we're planting into an extremely dry environment right now, so that is definitely a crop to keep an eye on at this point in the game.
All right, just as we kind of wrap up here, Heather, keys moving forward, what are you working on with risk management, and what are you going to be kind of eyeing up here as we move forward?
Yeah. So February 1 is when we have a lot of bean averages starting for everyone. We've got some floored averages and then some regular daily averaging contracts that will go February 1 on beans and corn. We've also got some corn that will average March 1 through June or through July. We're just looking at getting kind of our base bushels into programs that protect some value with where we're at. Like I said, we're on the top end of the ranges again. We want to protect these values but still leave ourselves open to upside. And those are really the strategies that we're working on and getting implemented in significant volumes here for all of our clients. You know, we're paying attention to where managed money is at. We're actually long about 100,000 contracts on corn right now for managed money. So that's kind of an indicator that, you know, they've been buying these corn positions. You know, we're looking at that. We're going to wait here just alongside everyone else and see if the government comes back and gives us some reports. We really need those to enhance our bottom line estimates on these production numbers for both corn and beans for 2018, as well as looking at acres for 2019, so we can kind of figure out where all our numbers are at. So we're kind of sitting in the same boat as everyone else, just waiting for the government to come back and hopefully give us some hard information to start trading off of again.
All right, very good. Well, thanks so much for the information here. That's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.